I guess first, your thoughts on Randy and Ahmad Rashad being here today.
It's awesome. One of the things that Coach Zimmer did when he got here, he's always bringing back alumni players, bringing back former great Vikings, and those are two of the best that have played for this organization. So, you know, have great guys like that. Tomorrow we have the alumni barbecue after practice. You know, we wouldn't be where we are today as players and have all the things that we have without those guys. So it's good to have them around and good to talk to them, pick their brains. You know, they were great players for a reason.
After this week, the next time you guys are going to gather will be training camp, and all of a sudden the season's here, right? Yes. What is there still some angst, like kind of how last season ended, that you guys are eager to finally put that to rest?
Absolutely. You know, we can't just put last season to bed. We had to learn from it, and I think that's one of the strides that we've made since we got back here in April, putting ourselves in those situations, doing things differently to execute. And you know, we had four or five ball games that if we could get to fall the other way, you know, we're looking at 12, 13 wins and a first round bye. So that's how close this league is week in and week out. And one of the things that Coach Zimmer constantly does through practice, and you know, one of his big sayings is, you know, you've got to learn how to play the game. You know, we can go out and run plays and that's great, but if we don't know how those plays fit into situations, you know, one play here or there can cost us a game, and it did last year.
Is it easy at this time of year to spot improvements at critical situations or spots on the field? Or?
Yeah, I mean, now is the time, and I mentioned this earlier in the offseason when we all met, that, you know, the luck and everything, that the ball bouncing our way in September, October, November, December is made right now. You know, we put ourselves in these situations, and, you know, we were able to rely on our technique and fundamentals, and then, you know, when that play comes up during the season, we've already been there a few times. We know what we have to do, and you just go out and let your ability take over. And, you know, we drill these things so many times throughout the off season that you do see improvements, and you do see where we still have room to grow as well.
Kyle, what have your impressions been over the last 6-7 weeks of where Teddy's at and kind of where he is compared to where you've seen him when he's healthy?
I mean, he never ceases to amaze me with his attitude and the mindset that he's had throughout this whole process. I've been around this game for a long time, and I don't think I've ever seen as devastating of an injury as that. And when you have a road as long as he does ahead of him, it's hard to lose sight of, you know, having that positive mindset each and every day, because, you know, you're never going to see a huge jump. You know, it's a little bit each and every day. And yet he seems to be one of the most positive and energetic guys, whether it's around the locker room, out here, an individual, at practice, you know, walking up and down, keeping everybody involved. You know, and that's why everybody loves him, you know, and that's what makes him such a special kid.
This kind of a thing, expecting anything from him, or just having seen that kind of an injury, is it hard to know kind of where he's going to be?
I'm not a doctor, so I have no idea, you know, what to expect for him in the future. I know he's in great hands. We have the best medical staff, and I know when you have an attitude and a mindset like Teddy has, you know, you can overcome just about anything. And you know, I just imagine him keeping that same determination day in and day out, and he's gonna like where he ends up.
How much more comfortable do you think Sam is kind of going to second season with having had a whole off season in the system?
I definitely think there's not only a higher comfort level with the offense, but a higher comfort level with us as players. You know, in amongst the tight ends, the receiver room. You know, we've played 15 games together, and now we've had almost a full off-season program together. So, you know, we're starting to get to that point where, you know, you put in all these extra reps, and, you know, you start to see that paying off in team period.
Well, the offense in general, what are the differences you see now that Pat's had a full off-season to kind of get his own scheme involved?
I think one of the things that Pat does so well, and, you know, was what we kind of got to as he took over last year, was, you know, recognizing what we do well and trying to make things simpler for us, yet more complex to the defense. And if we can do things that we do well, let's just do those more often. And I think that's one of the things that we got to last year, and you were able to see our offense kind of picking up strides there till the end, and you know, culminating in that last game against the Bears.
Talk about the short passing game. You expect things to stretch out a little bit this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have to hit shots downfield. I know yesterday we had maybe three or four opportunities. We got a couple pass interferences. We hit one, missed a couple. Those are plays that we have to hit in order for us to be able to do everything that we want as an offense. Making plays down the field is definitely part of it.
As one of the more experienced offensive players, is there any messaging you'll deliver to some of the newer faces around here heading into the break? Or?
You know, the biggest thing, and you know, Coach Zimmer just touched on it as we broke as a team, you know, you spend 9 weeks developing technique and developing habits. Make sure you stay on those and don't let those slip away. You know, you continue to get better and you climb. You know, Coach Barone in our room drew like a stock market graph, and you know, you make some progress, you maybe go down, but you're constantly climbing, and now we take 5 weeks off. Now let's make sure we come back right where we left off and not have a huge drop. So, you know, it's always important, you know, enjoy your time away. This is our last break before, you know, hopefully we're at it for the next 7 months. But make sure you stay on top of it, you know, whether it's every couple days, making sure you're staying on your football, making sure you're staying in your playbook. But yeah, at the same time, enjoy your summer, be smart, and you know, be ready to work when you come to Mankato in July.
That'll be it for Rudy, guys.
All right. Thanks, Rudy. Thanks, guys.